Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, the Mystic Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about anything and everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mysteria Legacy, Dungeons and Dragons, and more.
Yeah. So what's this crap? You guys are dumping out of Mysteria Legacy to play some other weird game?
Mysteria Legacy sucks.
Yeah, it does, but I'm hooked.
Nah, it doesn't suck, but it sucks. Yeah, Mysteria Legacy sucks because of a couple things. Decay rate sucks, and it encourages bad behavior. But this game encourages good behavior. It's called Mirage. M-I-R-A-G-E.
Yeah, it requires cooperation to do some of the stuff.
It requires a lot of cooperation. And the nice thing is you don't have to steal from your neighbor.
Right. Can you steal from your neighbor?
I don't think you can. Well, there, no, you really can't. That I know of. In the game, you create your warrior, and you go out and you kill evil trolls.
Okay.
Now, at first, when the trolls die, they randomly drop stuff, right?
Okay.
So at first, I was not really being selective about what I picked up. But like if there was multiple people fighting a troll, I would wait to pick up the item, but nobody ever picked it up, so I ended up picking it up.
Okay.
And then later, I just started making a habit of picking up all the stuff because nobody was picking them up. I didn't understand why nobody was picking them up. Then I figured out, oh.
It fills your inventory.
They see things to pick up when I don't.
Oh.
Right, so it randomly gives you the item to pick up.
So you can't steal from them. Everything you see, you should pick up.
Basically, yeah.
Until you're overloaded, and then you select things to dump.
Well, yeah, when you're overloaded, here's what you do. You dump things that you don't need. They're
run to the local store and sell it.
They're basically worthless. And if you can get back to the local store without dying, yes.
Okay.
But when you die, you don't lose anything. So just basically keep fighting until you can't pick up anything and keep fighting until you die. And just, you know, or let yourself die, warp back to your village, sell all your stuff, and do it again.
Rinse and repeat. I've played games like that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
That's pretty much.
You can't get very far playing by yourself. You gotta join a posse, if you will, and to really get very far in the game.
Okay.
So, yeah, if, you know, the more people there that don't die, you know, but it's like. Well, basically, I've made it as far as I can go in this one section because you got to be level 10 to go further, and I'm not level 10 yet. I'm like level 7 or 8. So it's like I've reached the limit as far as how far I can go. So I just stay there until I die. People keep showing up to help me fight. But, I don't ever go in without, you know, two or three other people going in with me. But yeah, and so you sell items you don't need. You get copper or bronze. I think it's copper. Yeah, copper, gold, and silver. And you use that money to buy upgraded weapons and armor and such.
Right.
Food and potions. You know.
Is there any crafting, or you just buy stuff?
Just buy stuff. I haven't noticed any crafting abilities. It's pretty simple. The developers basically provide unlimited resources, provided, you know, you have the gold, silver, or copper to buy it. And then, of course, you trade stuff in. You sell stuff for gold, silver, and copper, and then you can buy other stuff. But there's some things that are worthless that you pick up, and you can't sell them. Their only value is if, say, I'm going to give you something, you can't.
It's like small gems in Mabinugi. But every creature you hit will drop small gems or little round green balls and little red balls and whatever. And those are useless. I mean, there's a few things you can use them for crafting with, but for the most part, it's not worth picking them up. They take up space in your inventory, and they do nothing.
Right. So if you get them, you dump them. And that's basically what these items are. The only value they actually have is, like, say, I want to give you a better weapon or better armor. I'm not expecting anything for trade. Then you trade me one of those junk items because you have to trade something.
Oh, okay.
So that's their value, you know. And then once you give that junk to me, then I get rid of it. But I, you know, always keep at least one crap item in inventory for that reason. Now, ATV wanted to trade last night, and I didn't have anything, or was it whenever day, whatever night it was, I didn't really have anything of value to trade because I had just sold all of the valuable stuff that I wasn't planning on keeping. And so ATV got mad at me because he gave me one or two bows, but I didn't have anything to trade, so I traded junk. And he goes, "You gave me trash." And I was like, "Sorry." So
you didn't have anything extra of value to him at the time.
I didn't have anything, of value to him that I wasn't going to use.
Right.
So I couldn't give, I wasn't going to give away what I wanted to keep. So, but luckily I had stuff already in a vault. And so we went next door because we were actually in the place where you buy weapons. But the building next door was the bank. And so that's where I had stored some other valuable items. And so we went over there, and I took some stuff out of my vault and basically traded them back to him for the junk I traded him before. So,
yeah, give me my junk back.
Yeah, the junk has value. But
because it's a placeholder.
Yeah.
It acts as a placeholder in those exchanges.
Right.
You can't trade nothing. You have to trade something.
Right.
And
so that is one way you could cheat somebody. Is if they're trading you something of value and you give them junk. So you could do that. But then they couldn't kill you for it. Because there's no PvP in the game. So that's the only way you could really rough somebody off in the game.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that's... Okay, so in Mysteria Legacy, I train up dogs. It takes me a few hours to do it. Somebody comes and buys a dog from me. I have to trust them, or they have to trust me. Because, it's not like you can actually, put the dog up for trade.
Right, they give you the gold, you could attack them, and then your dog would attack them and kill them.
Yeah, and I'm making powerful dogs. And I always let them take ownership of the dog first and then pay me. The first thing I want to make sure is they have ownership of the dog. As a matter of fact, I sold a dog to somebody. I got to check and make sure they came and got it because they had to go to work and they asked to leave the dog in my base and came back later and called it. All right.
Oh, okay.
So they had attained ownership of the dog, but they couldn't run it back to their base at that time. They had to go to work. All right. And so, I said, yeah, you can come back and call it later. Okay, the dog's gone. All right. I wasn't there when they came to retrieve the dog. All right. I'm pretty sure they got it because there's no damage to my building or anything like that. But I'm still going to contact them and say, hey, did you get your dog?
Right.
Right. And they could lie to me, and I'm pretty sure it'd be a lie if they said no. But I'm going to trust them, and I will train up a new dog to replace the one that they claim they lost. But I'm suspecting my report will be, yes, I got my dog. I picked it up at blah, blah, blah time. And then I'll say, cool.
Right.
Because I just, it's just good practice to verify. It could be something.
My verification would be that they didn't come to me and complain. But at the same time, if I did bump into them, I'd say, "Hey, how's that dog doing? Or did you get your dog?" Or, I'd say something.
Well, yeah.
I
Well,
would. I'd
I'm looking
probably.
for them to be on the line at the same time I am. It's a fairly active player. I've seen her before. I've seen her on multiple servers, actually. I think it's a her. I don't know. And it's yeah.
Career or something.
That'd be Kai, I think you're thinking of.
Yeah.
KIE. Yeah. But no.
No, the one that runs around like uses a bunny rabbit for her character.
Oh, that I don't know.
She's from West, primarily.
Okay, well, the
Anyways.
one I'm, yeah.
No biggie.
Anyway, but that one, it's you have to trust. There's no way to do that transaction without being trusting. And
Right,
so
there
I
are some
choose,
things you.
yeah,
There's some
I
things you
choose
have
to
to
be
be.
the one who can get ripped off. All right. I've actually worked out a method by which I can train up those dogs fairly quickly. And I'm going to drop my price because the going rate where I sold them was 25 gold for a 2K dog. And I'm going to drop my rate down to 20K, 20G. So that people come and buy my dogs and then they can turn around and sell them for the 5 gold profit.
There you
You
1 gold for every K.
know? Yeah, pretty much. No, 1 gold for every 100. 10 gold for every K. Yeah, and this person brought me 3 dogs. I didn't want them because I don't have any trouble going and getting dogs. Now I've got 3 dogs. Well, I don't have to go get them from the underground, but now I got to figure out how to separate them from each other so I can go train
Train your dog in the underworld.
Actually, Noobsville.
for there. I like the snake pit myself.
Well, you know, snake pit plateaus. Snake pit plateaus. There's
plateau?
After you get up to things like 750 hit points, well, about 500 hit points, it slows down. You have to kill four or five snakes to get your next 10 hit points. And it seems like it slows down the further you go.
Well, you go to the next level down, you get the big snakes.
Yeah, the serpents, right? And then after that, you have to go into the underworld.
Yeah, that's where I usually go.
Yeah.
And blood sucking, whatever they are.
Yeah, but I mean, but if you take them to Noobsville, you get 10 points for everything you kill up until you're at 1500. And then it starts slowing down. It doesn't plateau until you get to 1500. And then it starts plateauing. When it plateaus, the worst it is you got to kill three things to go up 10 points. So it's... and I literally, once I can start killing that wolf up in the corner, I literally do wolf, bat, and then go get the far snake to the east, and then the middle snake. Wolf, bat to the south, and then far snake to the east, and then middle snake, you know, in the north, and then back to the wolf. And I just do those four creatures over and over again, namely because that's the sequence you have to do to get the wolf to regenerate. And if there's somebody else there, then I do a full circuit. And if they're killing everything quickly enough, then I go out and do a first full circuit outside. You know, and sometimes I go to the trouble of killing all the raccoons and rats. But, you know, it's just best to attack things that attack you. And
question.
Yeah.
In Noobsville, if someone attacks your dog, will the dog kill them?
No, nothing happens. They can't touch the dog. They swing at it and nothing happens.
That's cool.
Now, granted, they may not know to put themselves in PvP. So,
In Newsville, PvP is automatically deactivated. So,
right, but you could say / PvP and see what happens. So if you happen to be online on a server that I'm doing this on, we might go and test that. You start up a noob and go in and attack my dog while I'm in Noobsville with it.
I have a noob in Noobsville right now.
Okay. On which server?
London. The only place I'm on anymore. We don't have to test it now, but we can test it later. I don't plan
right.
on taking this person out of Noobsville yet. Anyway.
Well, I'd probably have to create a new noob I don't know. I think Doc Harry might be new enough. He'd have to go down and get a dog because I accidentally killed the dog that somebody dumped in my store. It had 160 hit points, so it had killed at least one thing.
I
accidentally killed it.
Oh, okay. You murderer.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to.
You dog killer.
Once I started hitting it, it was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And I just couldn't grab a thing that would stop me from killing it fast enough. It was like three strikes and the dog was dead.
Yeah, I saw it sleeping in your bed the other day when I was down there.
Yeah, somebody shoved it in there.
Was it you? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I forgot to see who did it before I fed it. It was like it was there and it was wandering around, so I fed it. And I go, oh shit, I should have checked to see who dropped it off. So, you know, lack of gratitude will probably never happen again. Oh well. Oh yeah. Every base that I make a dog kennel on every server, I now put a bed in with the dogs. I try to give them some grass, and I give them a bed. And you know, the dogs use it. They go out of their way to use it. So you know, something spawns up. They kill it. They may be very weak, but they know how to use a bed. All right, right now I'm on London server and I'm conducting an experiment. Basically, I'm digging up the road to draw up, the snow line. The snow line's right on 100 on 100 road. You know, 99 road is grass, 100 road is snow. Somebody on Texas server successfully drew up green grass above the 100 road. And I'm seeing if I can replicate that. Wellington apparently has different rules to how that works out. But the fact that somebody did it on Texas server demonstrates that it can be done. It's just how much effort is it?
Right.
So I'm digging up road, which is proving to be a huge effort because I got this one road tile. I've had to repair the same shovel 5 times now, and it still hasn't pulled up this one tile. But I think it involves the snow has to touch land and shallow water at the same time. Because I've tried converting snow that was just touching land, and it won't do it in Wellington. But if it's touching water, it seems that it converts back to dirt. And then the dirt will come up as green grass.
Green grass. I guess the grass is greener on the other side.
Well, yeah, if you got a patch of green grass surrounded by white, white snow.
Right.
Yeah, if I can pull this off, I'm gonna pull up a strip of green grass on every server.
Turn the whole white area into green area?
Ultimately, I'd like to do that. Let me see something. Okay, this is surrounded by road and touching one piece of land. So I'll dig on this, and if it converts, it'll either turn into water or it'll turn into dirt. I'm hoping it turns into dirt before it turns into water. But I do know if you're up in the north and you dig on a white square surrounded by white squares, all you'll do is break your shovel over and over and over again. You'll get some flint. No, you'll get some obsidian. You get obsidian from digging snow. I'm not sure how that makes sense. You get bones if you dig the desert. Yeah, if you just need obsidian, just go dig some snow.
Dig snow for obsidian.
Yep, white snow produces black obsidian.
I've never got obsidian from digging.
You've dug snow?
Yeah.
Okay. While we spoke, I just got one.
Interesting.
It's faster to break up one of those black rocks.
I'm sure.
Oh, God. I was underground looking for gold. And there was a guy mining with a sword. All right? And I'm walking down a path. And this guy is cutting a new path three spaces over from where I'm at, and he was pretty much keeping up with me. You know, because I had to stop about every 10, 20 squares to chip out a piece of wall that formed in my path. And every time I did that, he's coming up right behind me. He's like... I was a little scared. I thought maybe he was chasing me. But, you know, he had some serious digging ability or mining or whatever that ability is that allowed him to move so quickly.
Right.
Okay, here goes repair number 6 on the same tile.
Experience allows you to move quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Exploration experience.
Well, no, I mean, he was mining quickly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he was mining through, you know, because it's like about 50% walls on any raw space. All right? I'm walking down a path that's relatively cleared. He's over three spaces in an area that needed to be cleared, and he's keeping up with me. It was pretty scary because, you know, if he wanted to come over in the path I was in, clearly he would have caught me. You know, we're talking about somebody who had power. In this game, a lot of people with power, they don't care that you're weak. They have no compunction about attacking you, taking your crap. I'm about to give up on digging this road here. I think this is like shovel number 7. Well, same shovel, but I stop and repair it. This is like the 7th repair for one tile. Let's see, my digging skill is level 27. I don't know if that's
level
great or what. Level 27 digging. Yeah, this will be the square where I test my my theory. And even if I'm right, it still might be difficult to convert snow to dirt in Galebrook, whereas in Wellington it's relatively easy. In Wellington, to convert water to land, I plant seeds next to it. I dig the water till it's shallow because that doesn't cost you any mist. And I plant seeds next to it, and the seeds will convert the water to land. But if you're too far north, it converts it to ice.
Ice, and, ice, baby. Dun, 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 and, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I found out that if the ice is touching a piece of land and shallow water at the same time, you can turn it to dirt by digging it. So I'm thinking you can do the same thing in Galebrook, but I think it takes more effort. Because Wellington, everything's green unless you plant a seed in order to convert water. And I noticed that plants will either turn it to desert if you're down south Wellington, or turn it to ice if you're in North Wellington. Whereas in Galebrook, it already starts out ice and desert in certain areas. And here comes a mosquito. Hornet, whatever you want to call it. Boom. Get off me. Okay, I just made the tile turn to water. It's deep water. Now, can I make it into shallow water? There we go. I just made shallow water. Okay, so I've got a piece of ice touching shallow water and land at the same time. And I'm just going out all out digging. If it flashes as dirt just for a second, then I got to fix my shovel. Yeah, that tile that I was complaining about is about to give up on.
Uh-huh.
Repair number 7 is the one who removed it. So it basically took 7 shovels to dig up that road tile. Okie dokie. Shovel repaired. And
so funny.
What's funny?
Dear Santa, I am writing this on the day after Christmas, and I am very sad. I only received one of the 2 presents I asked for.
Okay.
Since you ate my cookies, I will assume that my missing gift was a mistake, I will forgive you. 1 week to fix it. I will give you 1 week to fix this. Jeremy.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Dear Jeremy, I'm sorry you are disappointed with your present. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset about what you don't have. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to the naughty list next year, Santa. Dear Fatty.
Dear Fatty.
Dear Fatty, your threats don't shake me. I played your game, and you did not deliver. This is not okay. I give you 1 week, and then you will pay. Jeremy.
Ouch.
P.S. I don't know why you care that it is expensive when you have elves, slaves, to do things for you. I think are naughty for having slaves.
Oh, my God.
Dear Jimmy, you are being a very bad boy because you cannot be happy with what you have. I have talked to your parents and told them to take away your Wii.
Okay, that's the game you got.
Yeah. Now you have nothing. Once you learn to be grateful, perhaps you will have it back. I am very disappointed in you, Jimmy. You will need to be an extra good boy this year if you want to make it back on the nice list. Dear Santa, I do not
Oh,
like...
not Fanny? Oh, you didn't call him Fatty the second time?
No. The third time? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Dear Santa, I do not like that you... something your pull with my parents.
Okay.
I do not like that you something your pull with my parents. You pulled stunt. I do not like that stunt you pulled with my parents. You are on my naughty list now. Be afraid. You look slow and easy to kill. Enjoy cookies next year because they will be poisoned. I hope you die, Jeremy.
Oh, my God. That means Mom and Dad better not eat those cookies.
That's messed up. Or Jeremy, not Jimmy.
Yeah, that's... I'm sure that's fictitious, but...
Well, his parents probably wrote the Santa letter.
Yes.
And so now he's threatening to kill his parents.
He doesn't know that.
No. But that's crazy that children think that way.
Yeah, he's going to poison Santa's cookies.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be messed up. The next year, it's like Mom or Dad's dead on the floor.
Here's another funny post. Bruce was limber. Bruce was quick. Bruce went liberal and lost his dick.
Ouch. Okay.
Talking about the Olympic champion.
Okay.
I forgot his name. But his name
Oh, something really happened?
Oh yeah, he transgendered and became a woman.
Oh. So he wanted to lose it. Well.
Yeah. He became a liberal and lost his penis. Penis. That's a funny word. Whoa. Would you have sex with this girl? Would the sex with this girl be scary or turn you on? That's a fish.
It's a fish? Catfish?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. I'm going to put that in there. I'm going to put it in the comment section. I think that's a catfish.
I'm pretty sure that's a catfish.
Oh, there it is. I think that's a cat.
Just based on the picture?
Fish. Oh, wait. Let me edit that and put laughing faces on it. Dang it.
My admirer is getting too old. By the time she gets here, she's going to be 40. Won't be able to have any kids.
There are catfish that have teeth like that.
Yeah, not being able to see the picture.
Oh, no, it's the mouth of a leather-backed turtle.
Oh. Okay, so they grafted in a picture? Photoshopped it?
No, they actually opened the mouth of it. Mouth of leather-back turtle.
Digging level 28.
Oh, wow. It is.
So they photoshopped a pretty girl with that mouth?
Now,
wow. I'm thinking you have to be pretty high level to move grass up into the snow.
Yeah. boy says to the girl, "Want to hear a joke about my dick?" Then he says, "Never mind, it's too long." Girl says to the boy, "Want to hear a joke about my pussy?" "Never mind, you won't get it."
Oh, that's a nice, clean, dirty joke.
Now, here's another one. I told him, this is what the girl says, "I told him to screw me like a man. So he put it in my butt and called me Dave." That's actually what it says, so.
Yeah, I didn't need to hear that.
All right. Joking aside, I got a serious one to read here.
I am winning. You there?
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't a serious one. It's a chain letter.
Okay.
But anyways. It says, unfortunately, I have very personal reasons for this post. And I'm sad, of course. In the most difficult moments of life, you realize who your real friends are or people who really appreciate you. Unfortunately, some friends are going to just press like, but not in reality, because it takes time to read the status, and when they see it's long, they switch off. I'm deciding to share this message in support of a very special person who's fighting, who fought and fought and continues to fight, who taught us how to live every day like it's the best day ever, who filled my world with beautiful smiles and a sweet soul. Now I look at those who have time. Now I look at those who have time to read this post until the end. I think I will discover the first. I think I will discover the first five. Cancer is a very insensitive and harmful. Even after the end of the treatment, your body is still struggling to restore the damage caused by radiation and chemotherapy. It's a very long process. Please, in honor of my family members and a friend who died, is still fighting cancer and even had cancer, but healed. Copy and paste, don't share on your page. So I will know who reads it. Please write done so we can see together the power of unity.
Except if you copy and paste it, you lied because you don't have a friend who died of cancer.
No, but apparently.
And if this person copied and pasted it, the question is, do you really have a friend who died of cancer, or did you just copy and paste this as instructed?
Right. Yeah, no. Well, no, yeah, I don't have a friend who died from it. But I didn't copy and paste it, but I...
You write the person who sent that out, and you ask them, did you just copy and paste this as per the instructions? Or are you the originator who actually has a friend who died of cancer?
I'm not going to go to that extent. I just said, hedge apples. Tell them to try hedge apples. Taste bad, but high in nutrients. Happy face. Then I wrote, done. Happy face.
Yeah. Well, yeah, cancer is easily cured. All you have to do is figure out what nutrient that tissue is lacking.
Right.
You know, and it's usually the tissue that'll tell you, you know, I don't know what you need for lungs. I don't know what you need for bone cancer. But I know what you need for thyroid. Thyroid's really easy, and they take advantage. Well, that might be one of the ways to find out what the nutrients is needed, because they take advantage of the thyroid's ability to grab iodine to feed it radioactive iodine to get rid of your thyroid. You know?
Yep.
Because the thyroid does a real good job of grabbing iodine. It needs iodine, and if it don't got it, it'll grab whatever source of iodine you got. You know, and all you have to do is give it iodine, and it'll cure itself. It'll cure itself of its cancer. Here's my understanding of cancer. All right. Every time you get a cancer, blood vessels form around the cancer to feed it extra. Why would the body feed something that was not supposed to be there? Why would it go out of its way to feed it?
Because it's stupid.
Right. Yeah, so it goes out of its way to feed it. Okay. And, you know, every cancer that I'm aware of has two types of cells in it. All right. There's these haploid cells, and there's the native tissue. And they've given the haploid cells a special name nowadays. They call them stem cells. You know, cancer basically consists of a mass of stem cells and native tissue. And the native tissue is usually sickly, and there's all these stem cells there waiting to become native tissue. It only needs one thing, though. It needs the nutrient that the native tissue was lacking in the first place that was making it sick because it was being starved to death. So you give it the nutrient that it lacks, and guess what? The cancer goes away, all the extra blood vessels go away. So really, cancer's not a disease, not in my opinion. The disease is malnutrition. You know? Because you're not eating what you're supposed to be eating. Eating Whoppers and Big Macs and high fructose corn syrup sauces and stuff like that, and they're you know, they got sugar and salt, but they don't have all the minerals and vitamins that you need. And you know, basically, you're eating very tasty cardboard.
Flavored cardboard and food paint.
Favorite cardboard and food paint. Yep, because the food paint makes it look nicer. I like my mint chocolate to be nice and white with little brown spots in it. I don't want any of that green food paint to make my chocolate mint look minty. I like to taste minty.
Oh, minty, not dainty.
Yeah, I like it to taste minty, but I don't want it to be green. Unless they used real mint leaves to produce it, you know.
I want mine to be green if they use real food coloring.
Oh, God. I was in the grocery store today, right? And they had chocolate for sale, and it was a little overpriced, right? But I'm reading the ingredient list, all right? And they used an artificial vanilla. And I'm thinking, for the quantity of vanilla that they used, you know, vanilla flavoring, the artificial vanilla, they could have used real vanilla that cost three times as much or four times as much as the artificial stuff they used. And it wouldn't even have added up to a penny's worth in that package.
No, but think of the thousands they saved overall, paid for their vacation to Toledo.
They would have to sell millions of those packages for the one person to get $1,000.
I know.
Whereas you could have probably sold twice as much chocolate if you just slapped on there all natural and sold it at the same rate. It just, I, it's insidious, the things they do.
I hear you.
Like, it had emulsifiers in it, and it had vanilla, what was it? I can't pronounce it, but the name of the chemical had vanilla in the name, but they added a few more letters to it, and in parentheses said, artificial flavor, you know. In other words, somebody discovered a chemical that tastes like vanilla, and it had a very specific name, the chemical that they were using. And it's like, why not just use vanilla? Oh, yeah, strawberry flavoring.
Beaver butt.
Beaver butt. Why in the hell?
We don't really know that that's what it is. That is what one of our friends says it is.
Look it up real quick. Look it up.
All right, hang on. After I look it up real tell quick. You this. Sad fat. Well, I don't know if it's a fact or not, but anyways, it says 2011, 50 Shades of Grey sells 100. And 25 million copies. 2018, Baby It's Cold Outside is offensive.
What?
You know that song? Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Apparently that's offensive.
But 50 Shades of Grey isn't.
I want to say it's the end.
Back when I was doing Facebook, some girl had 50 Shades of Grey as one of her favorite books in her reading list. And I liked some of the other books in her reading list, and so I commented that, you know, I liked her reading list. I hadn't read 50 Shades of Grey yet, but since so many of the books that she had in her list were, you know, books that I have read and enjoyed, I figured that'd probably be a good one too. And she immediately wrote me back, "Don't read it." And then later I found out what it was about. And so now I know why she's telling me don't read it.
Right.
What's that movie they put out? The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? That's the American title of that movie. That's the American title of the book. I forget what country it is, Sweden or Norway or something like that. In the original language, the title was The Man Who Rapes Women. That was the original title of the book.
50 Shades of Grey?
No, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The original title in the original language was The Man Who Rapes Women.
Men Who Talk to Goats.
Men Who Stare at Goats.
Oh.
That was actually a pretty funny movie. All right, I give up on my project.
Oh, what was the project?
I was trying to convert some snow to grass in Galebrook.
Oh, what did Lori say?
Lori? L-O-R-I or L-A-U-R-E-Y? E-I? I-E? Bleah. Which Lori?
Blanchard.
Did you use something politically incorrect and she's straightening you out?
She's taking me literal.
Oh, on the she would.
The bacon sandwich one. Kano, I think you should get your doctrine from your Bible. At least, at the very least, study with people who know their Bible, who doesn't like bacon sandwiches. I really love the taste of bacon, but the instruction book from God says don't eat it, so I don't.
Right.
I said, LOL, it was a joke, LOL. P.S., I don't like bacon.
In other words, you just said, you idiot.
Reminds me of Bill Burr. You know, he's talking about just messing with people on the internet. I mean, I found this post on, I don't know if the guy was being serious or if he was joking around, but I put a laughing emoji on it because I thought it was funny. And so then I copy and pasted it and put it on my wall with laughing emojis in the background. Obviously, with laughing emojis in the background, you would think it's a joke, right? No, I'd say probably 90% of them took it literal and blew up. It went viral. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know how many comments I had to that, but it's insane. I mean, more people commented to that, taking it seriously, than they do my serious stuff that they don't take serious. It's kind of screwed up.
Yeah.
Let me go to my wall and see how many comments that had. 41 comments.
Kano, you're an insensitive asshole.
Right? P.S. I don't like bacon.
Yes, I don't like bacon. I mean, I like bacon. Who doesn't?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I like it, but I don't like it, you know? I'm not really a huge fan. Pepperoni, I'm more of a fan, I guess, maybe. But,
Yeah, instead of ordering pepperoni seasoning, we just get the pepperoni we get the recipe for the pepperoni seasoning? Because I know that those seasonings are available off the shelf. You buy the individual
seasoning. Didn't really taste like pepperoni.
Yeah. Yeah, see, whereas one of our friends, Brian, put together some pepperoni seasoning that you sprinkle it on a cheese pizza, and it tastes like you got pepperonis on it.
Well, we'll have to get the recipe from Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying. He's a jerk. He's closed mouth on it.
Oh, well, you know, it's his secret recipe.
He drags his feet. He says he'll give it to me, and he never does. So,
look up on YouTube, Doc Vader on tattoos.
Doc Vader on tattoos.
Yeah, Doc Vader on tattoos.
Then I'd have to go away from my game, and some wolf will come and kill me.
Okay, hang on. Let me put this on speaker. Rewind. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, here we go. It's not playing. Well, that was weird.
Doc Vader tattoo. Oh, God. This guy again?
All right, hang on. Let me go. Here we go. I'm going to play it for our listeners, our three stalker listeners.
Let's see if I died while I looked that up. Oh, my God. A wolf's killing me. No.
Well, son of a biscuit. It won't play on the Facebook mobile YouTube thingy. All right,
son of a biscuit?
Son of a biscuit.
What kind of biscuit?
I don't know. Here we go. Doc Vader on tattoos. It's hilarious.
We're always told the more
damn commercials.
The more you get out of life. But of course it isn't always true. Take falling asleep, for example. You can prepare in the right way.
Here we go.
You know, my YouTube commercials do not play out loud.
If you have a tragedy comedy face and you're a girl,
here we go.
Tattoos. The best diagnostic tool we have. If you have a tragedy comedy face and you're a girl, you are 100% pretest probability to have herpes. If you have barbed wire around your ankle and you're a dude, the chances are you are the one who gave the herpes to tragedy comedy lady. All right? This is clinical medicine 101, people. By the way, if you have a tattoo that says respect anywhere in your body, you deserve none of it. By the way, side boob and under boob tattoos, it's the new tramp stamp. And here's the thing, tattoos aren't even edgy anymore. Like 50% of these millennials have tattoos. In 20 years, parents are going to be like, hey, Billy, you better go date that girl with tattoos. I don't want you, Dad. You don't own me. You'll do it, and you'll like it. That girl has some sick ink, and she comes from a good family. And you better put that respect tattoo where people can see it, like on your face or your neck. Also, there are three of you children, and not one of you is gay. You're really harshing my street cred.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious. I know. Funny. Oh, I love it. Doc Vader.
Harshing my street cred. Oh, my God. And yeah, it's supposed to be a comedy, but
it's true reality. It's comedy reality. He's got some good stuff. I don't agree with all of them because he's not 100%. I mean, he's more about. I mean, he's actually a real doctor, but so he.
But he puts on the Vader thing in order to.
Yeah, you know.
So if you got the barbed wire tattoo around your ankle, you probably gave tragedy comedy face girl
The herpes, yeah. It's funny.
Now,
and he's right. They're not even edgy anymore. Everybody's got them. It's like now the edgy thing is to not have tattoos. It's like, oh, wow, it's a relief. You don't have any tattoos.
Well, you were saying the new tramp stamp is to have it on the side boob and whatever.
Well, yeah, the boob, the chest area, basically.
Yeah, it used to be that just above the butt area.
Yeah, now it's the boob area. I dated one of those. She actually did turn out to be a tramp.
Yep. Got tattoos? I ain't dating you.
Got too many of them anyways.
It's like, who talked you into this? Oh, one of my ex-boyfriends. Okay, you probably got herpes. Stay away from me. Yeah, for a guy with no prospects, I'm pretty damn picky.
Yeah.
And I am.
Pretty picky.
Yep, I gotta gather materials to stock my store up with. Everybody's bought everything out. I'm gonna have to do my chicken farm thing. So, yeah. So I'll probably be on, I don't know when I'll do it. I'll go harass one of these wild chickens for an egg. Apparently, you can use a lens to test the eggs.
Oh, okay.
And I think they upgraded the dogs so that you can't hit a dog that you own.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not sure on that. But it, the dog reacts when I hit it, but it doesn't seem like it's hurting it. Yep, Chips is online right now.
This one girl said, turkey bacon?
Yeah, the problem is, it's the chemical that, all right, Google the question, where does bacon get its bacon flavor from? Because I pretty well guarantee if you take a slab of pork skin, you know, that fat that's right underneath the skin layer, and slice it up thin and cook it up, and you don't put any salt and you don't put any seasoning on it, you know, it's just straight from the pig, I pretty well guarantee nobody will like that. It'd just be slimy and disgusting and undesirable.
Probably.
So what gives bacon its bacon flavor? What gives bacon its bacon flavor? Google says.
Salt.
Yeah, I think it's saltpeter.
Just kidding. Anyways, it just sounds funny.
Apparently, I don't have real internet.
I don't have real internet either.
Because Google didn't give me an answer at all.
Bacon, its actual flavor.
Yep, people have asked that very question.
Did you hear that?
I heard you kind of suck your nose or whatever.
Oh, so, okay. It went over my headset. I wasn't sure if you heard it.
What was it?
Hang on a second. What gives bacon its actual flavor?
According to the Daily Meal, the flavor originates from the pork belly before it is cured, smoked, and thinly sliced. Scientists have confirmed that fat is the sixth basic taste, and fat is one of the key players in bacon.
So, fat.
Right, so if they didn't season it and whatever, they're telling me I'm wrong. People would still like it.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think they're dead wrong.
I would tend to agree with you because I've had fresh bacon off the farm from the farm, and I don't know, it didn't taste like store bought bacon.
Yeah, it wasn't desirable.
It wasn't as desirable. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So basically, it's that high fat lard content.
Yeah, whatever processing they do to it makes it taste good.
But they did mention it gets smoked.
Yep.
And I bet you if you smoke some meat, it would taste good.
Nah. Meat's bad for you. Especially red meat. It's the other white meat imposter.
Oh, PJ and Rebecca pointed out to me, I offered them some Altoids. They took me out to the pizza buffet, and I offered them some Altoids when we got done eating. And she showed me on the container it uses gelatin, which is often, not always, but often, usually, contains pork gelatin. You know, it'll be a mixture of whatever gelatins they get, including horse. And it didn't register to me. You know. And so they looked up online how to make those sugar tablets because that became part of our discussion. And it actually isn't too hard to make those sugar tablets. So there's actually a couple of different recipes, and you didn't necessarily have to use gelatin to make them. And if you do use gelatin, you can look for beef gelatin. So, but I was looking at that, you know, if I could make a whole bunch of those little sugar tablets, you know, thousands at once, I could use some of your essential oils and make my own quote-unquote Altoids.
True that.
I bet you could even get me some violet oil so I could make some violet Altoids.
Violet?
Yeah, there's actually a candy out. They use violet for the flavor.
I forget the violet. Name of the... I thought you said violent.
No, yeah, violet. Yeah, violet. That's actually pretty tasty. You wouldn't think it is, but, you know, it actually has a strong violet flavor, a strong violet smell when you eat them. So, you know, it would improve the breath, you know. Can you get your hands on fennel oil? Is there a fennel oil?
Yes, there is. It's good for hangovers.
Well, yeah, the Greeks used to eat fennel to sweeten their breath.
There you go.
Anise? Anise?
I have that, too. I don't like that one. It tastes like black licorice.
Well, fennel, anise, yeah, they have a licorice flavor.
Oh, okay. I haven't tried fennel yet. I've not had to worry about hangovers. I'm not sure what else it's good for. But
I'm not sure that licorice gives you a sweet smell to your breath, though.
Probably not.
But fennel does.
But it'd be good for hangovers.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what else fennel's good for. It's good for a lot of things. But it's the only thing that comes to mind. Hey, you was talking about an alarm for Cindy. I just found one that might suit you. Hang on. Here it goes. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Just going to put hydraulic. It said, tag someone who needs this alarm. And so I thought it was going to be a sound, but they actually put hydraulics on the bed to bounce the bed to wake them up. Oh, shit, that's funny.
We'll have to rig up a bed.
Uh-oh, here's some chihuahuas. There are two types of people in the morning. Oh, yeah. One's wide awake, the other one gets up, looks, and goes back to bed. I'm the one who gets up and looks and goes back to bed. It's not important. Okay.
I'm the one that gets up and looks, and if it's too cold, I go back to bed. This morning, it was too cold. I woke up, and there was a thin film of ice everywhere in my camper. It looked like a crystal palace. Everything was reflecting.
gotta go.
Facebook is so funny. That's about the only thing Facebook is really good for.
Comedy routine.
Oh, I got a new comment to my bacon thing. You're only going to hell if you don't share that damn bacon, fool. I put a heart on that one. I like that.
Oh, my God. If you don't share that damn bacon with me.
Yeah. I gave him some laughing emojis with the thumbs up.
Tomorrow I got to get up early because I got to get all my holes dug. So when it gets up to about, I think it's supposed to get up to about 54 today. When it's up to about 40, oh, and I got to boil some water. I got to heat up some water. And I'm going to make the cement with the hot water, and then I'm going to put sawdust on top of it. So I'm going to be busy tomorrow.
Busy beaver.
Yeah, I just saved a penguin. Saved a penguin from a polar bear. Now I'm going to kill it. Dang it, I can't highlight it. There we go, got it. Yeah, when you got no food and your health is down and you need to collect meat in this game, kill penguins. They do not fight back whatsoever.
No, they just run.
Yep, but they do not fight back whatsoever. Even a rat will fight back. So if your health is real down and you fight too many rats, you will die. But you can be almost zero on health and fight penguins, and all that will happen is you get some meat and some fish. You will not lose any hit points from fighting penguins. That's funny. Honestly, I think the programmer, from what I've read in the chat groups and such, he did not intend this game to be the way it is. He accepts this the way it is and probably enjoys the way it is. But his intent was you'd be free to raid or not raid, kill other players or not kill other players.
He basically gives you the opportunity of freedom.
Right. And most of the players take that freedom, and they're evil. They specifically chose to be evil. And they tell you you're stupid if you complain about it. That's the way the game's supposed to be. You couldn't do it if you weren't supposed to. I can just see them using that logic in the courtroom. Well, I killed the baby because I could. I mean, if we weren't supposed to kill babies, we wouldn't be able to.
Right?
It's like, well, if we weren't supposed to kill deviants like you, we wouldn't be able to.
We only kill idiots where I'm from. And you and my friend are an idiot.
Yep.
And your little dog Toto too. Oh, I didn't log in time. There was a gold rock outside of the corridor. And
you didn't mine it right away?
I forgot about it.
Let's see now.
One of the recruits got it.
Yeah, it looks like my next goal on Doofus is 5,300 missed. So I'm going to do a lot of upgrades before I do an ascension.
Somebody bought all my wood.
Yeah, that's what I was gathering now, except I determined I need to get some more meat. Oh, that's old meat. Drop that. Pick that up. Yeah, I don't get rid of my old meat anymore. I hold on to it and feed it to dogs in the underworld.
Underworld.
Underground, deep cave, whatever.
Underground, deep cave. Cave, whatever. Underworld. There.
Didn't you tell me ATV was saying hello? Actually, the worst monsters are actually above ground. And they're not polar bears, and they're not penguins.
They're chips.
They are chips. And
cats.
Right. And there seems to be a pattern there. So the worst, most evil players are boyfriends and girlfriends, especially where the boyfriend has gotten super powerful.
Right. but and he's not going to tell his girlfriend that she can't do whatever because he's probably pussy whipped. I probably would be too. Whoa, there's a chaos in the farm.
Again?
Level 23 chaos. Level 23 chaos.
And so maybe the spawn point wasn't north of my store.
Lower farm. A hornet spawned in the midsection. It's dead. I killed it. But it killed my chicken. Damn hornets. Die, cow, die.
Killed the cow?
Kill the cow. Bang. Cow's dead. Alright.
Wow.
Spare the lives of sheep and chicken.
And I kill them all. I kill everything I run across.
Yeah, kill them all. ATV is level 38. He's going after the chicken. I mean, the chaos.
I'm going to the deep cave to find things to kill, but you don't get meat from things down in the deep cave.
They suck.
Yep, I eat non-kosher meat in this game.
Kosher, non-kosher, kosher, non-kosher, kosher, non-kosher, kosher. It takes about 50 old berries to sustain life from death.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, to fill your whole health bar?
Yep, your hunger bar.
Yeah, that's kind of backwards. The bar is, when you're not hungry, your hunger bar is full.
When you're not hungry, your hungry bar is full.
Your hunger bar is full when you're not hungry. So really, it's not a hunger bar, it's a satiation bar.
Yeah. One of those.
Well, that's not the response I was expecting from you, but
yep, there goes ATV. Back to kill the chaos.
I was kind of expecting you to say, what?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, one of those. I ain't no dummy. I know what you said. Yeah, I almost couldn't say it. As a matter of fact, if I tried right now, I probably couldn't.
I should help ATV. Yeah, I got a bow. I need arrows.
I got a spear. Should I come and help?
ATV's pretty good about killing chaos, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't really.
Well, how many times has she reincarnated?
A lot.
Yep, Doofus isn't going to reincarnate.
I was planning on not doing it. Now I'm planning on doing it.
Yeah, I was actually watching the Discord chat for ML, and they're recommending for people who don't play a lot to, you know, just do pure ascension. But to keep, you know, keep a reincarnation character on the side in case. And if you play a lot, they're suggesting you reincarnate. If you don't play a lot, then just go for pure ascension.
Right.
I kind of have mixed feelings about it because it looks like people who reincarnate, they go up through the levels very quickly. So I'm kind of curious, you know, will Doofus hit a ceiling where it'll be difficult for me to rise in level even after I've ascended?
Yeah, because you got to get so many missed points.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah, because I'm level 60 already. And I could focus on ascending. But I'm just going to keep doing my missed pattern the way I've been doing it. You know, because all my little abilities, you know, my highest level is almost 30. So I'm a long ways before I max those out. And from what I can see, what you gain by going up in levels is you get so many hit points every time you go up a level. So, is that our Hemptoria base? The little thin elder base next to the Cambridge? I don't know what that is. Is that a Cambridge base down there? I guess it's a Cambridge base. The core of the farm, underground.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it wasn't for the elder doors, I wouldn't have had any place to go cook my meat. You know, Doofus wouldn't have. My other characters, you know, they can go across the street and cook their meat. But Doofus can't even go there.
Build a fire pit.
Yeah. But I'd want to make it public, and I suspect somebody would probably come and destroy it. I was just about to come help. Just dropped my stuff. So he killed it already?
Yeah.
So why did we think ATV was a girl?
I think she's a girl because they talk and act like one.
All I know is when I said I thought he was a girl, after finding out it was a guy, he did that squirreled up face. Like, what?
Yeah. I remember that. I'm glad it was you, not me.
Didn't seem to faze him much.
Nah, because it's probably really a girl.
Oh, my. So Ivy gave me a hard time today.
You what?
Ivy gave me a hard time today. She made a beeline to the kitchen area. Ran right past her cage and straight to the kitchen area. Almost beat the goats there.
Nice. What was she looking for?
Don't know.
Food.
But I brought her bucket of feed with me, and I put a handful on the ground. She responds to her name.
She what?
She responds to her name. Or at least she responds to a relatively calm and gentle voice calling her name. Be honest, though, she makes me nervous when she walks on my ankles. Well, she hasn't bit me yet. I've seen her bite at the goats. So she's not quite like her mom and dad.
A little more aggressive.
A little more aggressive. And she probably has to be in order to deal with our goats.
Yeah, she kind of nips at my heels, but she's, do you need food or aloe?
Who, me? Oh, I can handle my stuff. I'm getting missed by hunting for my food. Let's put it this way. I'm in a group of, well, okay, now it's two. I was about to say I'm in a group of three polar bears. It used to be six. Now it's only two. They're barely touching me, and I'm just systematically going through and poking holes in them. Yes, you know, I should probably check and see how much meat I've collected because I'm now overburdened by all those bones I picked up. Do, do, do. 134 meat. Yeah, I got enough. And I've got enough mist to do my next upgrade. Which is Sage Wisdom at 5,300 points. I'll gain another. More missed for slaying foes, plus 10%. So I'm at Sage Wisdom 10. I'll be Sage Wisdom 11. So I guess I'll be gaining 110%. Yay. Next one's at 8,200. Which means I'll be going for Scholar next. Okay, so I'm pretty close to working on Ascension.
Ascension.
Yeah, because I'll do an Ascension before I do my next Skill Mastery.
Skill Mastery.
Yeah. 55. Yeah, I'm looking at this stuff while I'm in polar bear country.
Polar bear country.
Okay, so 550. Okay, anybody... less important skills. That one. No, I don't have 550 points to upgrade it. All right. That's the next one I'm going to upgrade.
I need to work on research and heavy armor.
Skills?
Yeah.
There's a research skill. How do you do research skill?
Books.
Oh.
I'm killing.
I'm bothered with books.
I killed a sheep almost by accident. How did I do that, you say? Whoa.
No, actually, I didn't say. I held my tongue.
Did you hold your tongue and say apple?
No.
Oh, okay.
I did not say apple.
A-P-P-L-E. I don't even know why. Oh, yeah, I know why I'm playing this game. I'm kind of tired of Mystera Legacy.
Yeah, we're going to have to...
cool, but it would be even more cool if I had to repair and rebuild my crap half the time.
Yep. I don't think PK had a fast enough decay rate, but this is too fast.
Yeah.
PK, you could hold too much territory. It's true the monsters attacked it, but you could hold too much. You know, without actively maintaining it.
Yeah, but people could come and destroy it.
They could. But
If you were inactive, then you wouldn't protect it.
It requires some degree of unethical playership in order to, you know, do that. You know, now once you verify that somebody's inactive, then yeah, it makes sense to go ahead and take out their flags. But
it's not hard to figure out if they're active or not.
Attack a flag and see if they come after you.
Well, no, you look at the owner. Ah, crap. And
yeah, I told you how long ago they were logged in, didn't it?
Yep. The common rule of thumb was 2 weeks. If they hadn't been logged in for 2 weeks, they were free game.
Yeah, I think it said after 3 weeks, it just said it hasn't been logged in for 3 weeks. Didn't tell you much else.
2 to 3 weeks meant they were, inactive. And I think it even said they were inactive in the game. But I think maybe that was after 3 weeks, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wanted to wrap my experience bar one more time. Because I don't think I died, but soon after I logged in, my experience bar is not moving. Or I wrapped it already. I don't think I wrapped it. Time alive, 7 hours and 40 minutes. I guess it tells how little I played since, because I haven't died forever.
I have.
Level 60. Experience 2 level.
40 to 1,200. Everybody says GZ, I say ZG.
So instead of Gratz, you say Zrak?
Yeah.
Oh, I killed one of those bee things this morning. No. The bees that you get honey from. I can do it, but it takes forever, and I gotta go away and heal myself and go back and whatever. So it's like I can't do a straight fight with them. I have to hit them a few times and run away. Hit them a few times and run away. Hit them a few times and run away.
I just run.
They don't. Well, they don't really chase you, even when you hit them. And if you hit them and you're next to them, they'll hit you back. If you stand too close to them, they'll hit you. All right. But, you know, if you hit them, they don't really chase you. They just continue in their kind of random looping, whatever. They do a thing that the slime do. Sometimes when you hit them, you'll get a second one. And so, you know, when you go to heal yourself, when you come back, you got to highlight them all until you find the one that you were working on. Yeah, I think I had to go back about a dozen times to kill this one. But I killed it, and then I avoided all the rest. Mainly because I didn't get anything out of it, but I got a lot of, I think I got like 74 mist out of it, 74, 78 mist.
Interesting. I'm sleepy.
Time is it? 12:10, yeah. So we might as well conclude this one too.
I'm gonna feed this chicken some worms.
Get an egg?
Well, I don't know. It's all dirt here. Maybe I won't. I mean, not all dirt. It's dirt and water. He's like 0% now.
Right. If you feed enough worms, it'll lay eggs, but you need to find a patch of grass to put the worm on.
Oh, it's got worms. I mean, I've got grass and water. It's that farm or that chicken run that I need. I'll just have to find another chicken.
Yeah, if you feed enough worms, it'll get fertile. But the question is, do they have any place to lay an egg? It's all dirt.
Well, the question is...
And it won't even take a worm unless it's sitting on grass.
The thing of it is where it's at, it'll lose percentage too fast for me to even bother feeding it a worm.
So take 3 or 4 worms per egg instead of 2.
That, and I'll have to keep feeding it more often.
Well, that's my point. Take 3 or 4 worms instead of 2.
Probably more than that.
So my SD card in my phone, something went screwy about it. I can no longer delete files off of it. I can still access the files. And I might be able to put files on it, but I can't delete them anymore. I haven't tested putting new files on it recently, but it's kind of acting like it's write protected now.
Right, protected.
Okay, let's upgrade my vitality. Vitality 6. Increase your maximum health plus 25. Boom. So my health bar didn't get any longer, but I instantaneously had this new gap on the upper end of it. Let's see now. What's the next thing I want to upgrade? Nope. No, I don't want to do Lasting Legacy. If I'm never going to reincarnate, Lasting Legacy is a waste.
My bones hurt.
Your bones hurt?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I should waste mist on academic. It gives you additional slots to do your things, those abilities that you get from books.
Yeah, I do those.
Yeah, I've done one so far, but I never use that ability because it wastes mist.
That it does. That's why I only use Healing Rain mostly. It's good to use on your dogs or your chickens.
Right. And your penguins.
Sheep. Nah, kill the penguins. Just watch out for the killer penguins.
Are there killer penguins?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen one.
I have.
Are they a different color?
Nope.
I've never run across one that attacks me back. Yay, your spear skill is now level 13.
I micro-sleeped.
Did you? All right, let's sign out.
All right.
That will conclude our D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about anything and everything and mostly just ramble on toward the end. And fall asleep.
We talk about a whole bunch of random crap.
Pretty much. And we did a better job of that this week than last week. Yeah, we could talk about microsleep this week. But we're not going to. All right, so we would appreciate, though, if you would call in and talk to us and give us something to talk about.
So heck, we'll talk you to death. I mean, to sleep.
Yeah, find us a subject we can argue about. We you know, if you really badly disagree with us, if you really badly disagree with us.
Find us a woman we can argue with.
We got one of those.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of those.
You called her prepper. All you had to do is call her up.
Yeah, we're not speaking terms again.
What'd you do now? Never mind.
I challenged her opinion about Chinese people being evil and killing innocent dogs on a regular basis for their dog eating festival. Now, they did kill the dogs and eat them, but they weren't. There was very few of them being cruel and inhumane by our standards as a society as a whole. Now, vegans, of course, have a different set of standards, but we don't
I mean, if your standard is to cause what you eat no pain, I'm sorry, the only thing you can eat is dirt. And before you can eat it, it better be sterile.
And it might feel pain, too.
Well. Yeah, we'd have to test that.
That's Tesla's job.
We'll have to ask her, our local head of lettuce, does this dirt feel pain when I'm digesting it? Or would it be sensing my stomach feeling pain from eating dirt?
Right.
Be a little hard to separate the two out from each other.
Dirt is an empath. It feels my pain.
Right. Okay. Take note of where I'm at. 22329 millions of black rocks. I'm going to go unload what I got because I'm slightly overburdened.
Next base I'm build. If we relocate or whatever.
Make it small. Make it very small. That little square with the four towers in it. That's about perfect for the noobs. Though I might make it a little bit bigger and pull things from the wall. I'd probably only put in one I probably only put in one fire pit.
The reason I do three is because if you have three things to cook, by the time you start cooking the third one, the first one is done or pretty dang close.
Yeah, I can see that. I'd still only give them one. If they want three, they can build two.
This is true, but I didn't build it.
Ah. Okay, well, there you go. There you go.
I did build the three underground, and and I grant them access to it.
Yep.
But that one.
That's Cambridge also? Yeah, that's Cambridge also.
Yeah.
So there isn't a Hemptoria base per se, is there?
No, our personal place is our base, and then we got the farm. Actually, I take that back.
there's an elder base, sort of.
ATV has a side room, which is Hemptoria. Has training dummies, it has fire pits, and it has a bunch of stuff. And a recall tile.
Right.
So, yeah, ATV has sort of a little space. But, yeah, our farm, our stores are supposed to be our bases, technically. But, yeah.
And I generally agree.
Yeah. There's no public smelting or the iron thing.
Right.
Anvil. There's no anvil or bloomery for Hemptoria, so that should or could be created.
Right. Yeah, just a communal kitchen, fire pit, whatever area.
Yeah, and ATV's got it. Now, you could build an extension to that and put the bloomery and the anvil in there. But, ATV pretty much has everything else. In that side room. So just go east of your store to the east wall of the farm. And there's a door there. And just go in and do whatever. Yeah, the only thing I give the recruits is the fire pits. That's why the only thing new that I built was just walls and doors and a couple towers, and that's it.
Right.
Had dummies in my section, which I granted them access. They destroyed three of my dummies and didn't replace them.
Are you calling a dummy?
Yeah. Just kidding. Anyways, I'm getting a sore throat, so I gotta go.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Good night, folks. Hear from you next week. Bye.